Welcome, this is Sunlight Medicine of the Soul, So today, kick back, relax, have your coffee, have your nice landscape scenery, you know what park to walk on, you know what type of workouts you gotta do. Just continue to do you and press play and continue to hear my voice. So today's about, this segment is about happiness and happiness, four levels of happiness. And the thing is that, are you happy every day? No, you're a human being. You gotta have that balance, you know. It's great to be a human being, but you know, you gotta work with what you have, what you got, and what you're able to accomplish. So four levels of happiness. Happiness is the meaning and the purpose of life, the whole aim and end of human existence, .. Happiness depends on ourselves. So we're going to go through the four levels of happiness, and I'm using the reference here from a website called The World Counts. And there's a couple of things, but I was just looking for this four levels of happiness, which is really cool. And here I go. All right. Let's look at this thing. Happiness level one. Happiness from material objects. And I think this right here is something that in my life, I don't really relate to, but for me, I relate to having happiness in experiences and other conceptualized, you know, scenarios that I've had in my past. So when we think about happiness, is like this eternal joy when we see something with material things, like, oh, this is happening. I appreciate this. I think this is really amazing. And it says here that happiness at the first level is simply about sensual gratification based on things, something external. This kind of happiness can be intense, but is short-lived. Again, short-lived. People focusing exclusively on level one risk to hit a crisis where their life seems too shallow and without meaning. In other words, there is a limit to pleasure you get from a new car, a holiday, a nice meal, etc. Yeah, these are things. Things can go away like that. It can go away. It can just be momentarily happiness. Momentarily happiness. I kind of like get this level from like when I used to drink. You drink a beer, you'd be great, and you drink more, and guess what? That temporarily fades away. It goes away within a couple hours, maybe after a day. You wake up the next morning, what? You have some effects because of drinking. You all know what that is, if you're at least 21 and over. So here I go, another one here. Level two, ego gratification. Happiness from comparison, being better or more admired than others. I think this is just admiration, self-admiration that you've accomplished. So like for me, graduated from massage school, and I felt really accomplished. I felt really accomplished, like not accomplished than other people. I just felt accomplished because I personally did it. I know I did it myself, but I know I did ask for help. I'm grateful in that process of being happy that I came this far in my educational life, but also appreciating everyone around me because of passing this certain curriculum. And it goes for a lot of other people. Some people will think like, oh, I'm better than this. I have this on my shoulders. Like, yeah, but I don't think it's ego. It's just being confident and being happy with accomplishing something. Competition is great. It's healthy, but it's like a healthy way of looking at yourself, saying, I came this far and I know where I'm going. All right. This is just a simple basic from, it's called theworldcounts.com. So they have a lot of others here that talks about consumer economy, population, world, global challenges. Here we go. Happiness level 3, the happiness from doing good for others and making the world a better place. Fair enough. I really like that for me, because I love to leave the world better than it was, right? So the thing is that, then what is better, right? And in my personal view, like I personally think that the world is perfect as it is and where it's at. And if I can make it better, perfect. And if I can't, I know I did the best I can. So the thing is that what it says here, this level of happiness is based on the human desire for connection and goodness and meaning, compassion, friendship, and unity. Some has summed it up as simply love. Coming to a point where humanity, it's at the survival instinct, is either extremes, like they won't care about you and they'll do it, look out for themselves, and on the other side it's like, oh, let's care and build a healthy, better society. And those two extremes is just, one's from scarcity and the other one is from I think scarcity but survival, but the other one's like, let's work together, but also, you know, they have their own terms, right? They have their own conditions on how it should look like. So if we just meet in the middle, what type of equality based off of, you know, respecting each other, but also having a great foundation on having a beautiful world with unity, but understanding its values on how to live with each other, you know, based off of their own experience. But again, this is, I would say it's in a world, in like a perfect world, but there's always that an imbalance, right? It helps us to come back to balance. But I mean, for me, with this one, is happiness doing good for others, like holding the door for others, like being kind. What does it mean to be kind to others? What does it mean to be have compassion for others? You know, that goes a long way. And I think doing that gives support, light, and also love. Happiness is focused on allowing ourselves to experience something that we have no idea, but it is beautiful. And we are surrendering ourselves into that place of, okay, I can do this. I believe that being present in my life can accomplish something. What is that? It's me and the world looking at each other and saying, I love this. I love this experience. I won't say that the last time I had that, it was my graduation, but also being open to the possibility of allowing myself to be happy. What does that mean? What it means is that I'm allowing, not being in control, but allowing life to bless me. And I think being okay where I'm at, it's inner happiness. I think what I'm saying is it's inner happiness. In that level, it's allowing you to see the world in a beautiful way. So the level 3, happiness from doing good for others, going back to that same point, is giving a part of myself to serve others is something I want someone to do for me. It might be a little selfish, but at the same time, like I'm helping others. But it's like selfless service. And it's like you're doing something. It's like digging a well, and that provides water. It'll be helpful for me to have that water. And guess what? Others will be able to get benefit from that water. But at the same time, there's that other extreme where have that scarcity and saying like, well, let's take control of this water and not like share it. Well, let's charge from this water. You know, it's like the balance, and it's all that weird, this is mine, not yours. And guess what? At the end of the day, we're all gonna die. It is crazy to see that extreme of that level of the world, you know. All right, level 4, ultimate perfect happiness. I think this is what we're coming to. So level 4 happiness is the most difficult to describe. It involves a search for fullness and perfection. It has to do with finding the right balance between the other levels and then some. Here we go. Psychologists have labeled this desire for ultimate happiness a call for connection to the larger universe, or sort of transcendence, or having a transcendent experience. So I was in Peru, and I was on a hill next to called the Sacred Moon Mountain. It's near the Sacred Frog River. It's near Sacsayhuaman in Cusco. But I was on that mountain, and there was a sunset, and everything that was going on in my travels, and everything that was going on in my personal life, and everything that I was holding on to when I let go, and allowing to just say, like, I am here, and I am grateful, and it has been and continuing to be a beautiful experience. I was 110% happy in that moment. And I just want to let people know, you can be happy all the time until you know when you have to take off that mask and say to yourself, like, I am not happy, and that's okay. You don't have to be happy all the time. It's okay to know that you're going to be happy. You have been happy before, and it comes like, you know, like seasons. There are times to be happy. There's time to acknowledge that there is pain that you have, that I personally have, but it doesn't mean I have to continue to feel that way. It doesn't define me. My pain does not define me. I can define that I am happy, but I know that there has been a beautiful experience that I can have every day to shift myself into that place. I think throughout the day, people have seasons of being moody, but it depends on how you start your day. It depends how you start your day. And that what really matters is that you're giving yourself the opportunity to grow. And when you grow, you're actually growing maturely. You're having wisdom in your experience, and you're able to shed light to that. And that's a huge tool that you can go to and shift yourself into that experience. And you don't have to depend on anything else. You don't have to depend on drugs. You don't depend on alcohol. You don't depend on, you know, codependent relationships. You are allowing yourself to feed from the never endless fountain of happiness, pure happiness, innocence, in that moment in your heart. That is the place where you can be in that beauty, in that infinite love of space. So, and there are other, you know, places here. There, I think they offer some books here. I'll say, I read a lot from Emerson. And he has a lot of great explanation and wisdom from his books, and I highly recommend his book, The Essays of Rudolf Emerson. All right, everyone, thank you so much for hearing this amazing podcast. Come and support, and yeah, you got it. Have a beautiful day, a beautiful night, wherever you're at in the world, and keep bright and shining.